John Daniel came to town one summer afternoon, wearing dirty work clothes, so everyone presumed he was just another logger from the logging camp nearby. And he was, but there was something different in John Daniel's eyes. John Daniel was a young man, not more than 24, and there was an air about him that one could not ignore. And in spite of callous hands and dirty clothes, his face was kind, and I wanted so to know what was in John Daniel's mind. John Daniel, tell me, where did you come from? Tell me, where is it you've been? John Daniel, tell me, why are you different from all of these other men? John Daniel, there's something about you that I don't quite understand. John Daniel, do you hold the answer to a high place? I rented him a room. He went upstairs like all the rest. It was Saturday and he'd be going into town, I guessed. But he left in a robe and sandals with a Bible in his hand. And I thought to myself, John Daniel, I don't understand. I'd planned to meet some friends of mine when I got off at 3. In the park we often gather to talk of love and peace. When I got there I found that a crowd had gathered round. Sitting on the ground. John Daniel, tell me, where did you come from? Tell me, where is it you've been? John Daniel, tell me, why are you different from all of these other men? John Daniel, there's something about you that I don't quite understand. John Daniel, do you hold the answer to a high plan? So you want to be free, he said. Well, this is how you can. As he read from the Bible he held in his hand, we were searching for the truth, not knowing where to look, not knowing that the answers all were in John Daniel's book. John Daniel taught us of a better way for you and me. He came to us in our own way so we'd be sure to see. He had the light and the essence of the man from Galilee. John Daniel, tell me, where did you come from? Tell me, where is it you've been? John Daniel, tell me, why are you different from all of these other men? John Daniel, there's something about you that I don't quite understand. John Daniel, do you hold the answer to a higher place?